It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Oakland A's baseball is just an hour away.
Going back is Goodwin. He will turn and watch it fly. And the A's have taken the lead. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. A slider down and in.
This is the A's Total Access pregame show on A's Cast, home to Major League Baseball's number one podcast. Here is Chris Townsend.
We're getting you ready for a little A's baseball right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery. Boy, do the A's need a good series. Why? They're winless in their last six series, 0-5-1. And to start the series out, they might have the right guy. Cole Irvin has been lights out up against Jordan Lyles, but you look at what the A's have done in each of Irvin's last six starts. He's 3-0 with a 2.63 ERA and thrown 37 and two-thirds innings, which he's giving you great length. And in that span, not only have the A's won, they have scored a lot of runs in his starts. They've scored 44 in the last six games that Cole Irvin has pitched. Let's go over the highlights from what happened in the end of Houston, which wasn't great, but once again, got out to a good start for the Athletics in the first.
McCullers is from the windup, and the 2-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball hit down the left field line. Alvarez going back in the corner, right down the line. It's fair. Now it pops up into the stands. That's going to be a ground rule double, and the A's take a 1-0 lead. Just a little fly ball down the left field line toward the corner, and Olsen gets it in there. Then the ball took a high hop and kangarooed into the stands, and it's 1-0 A's.
And they get another one in the first. Jed Lowry, stay hot.
Astros have the shift on the infield. And the pitch to Jed is a breaking ball. It's bounced left to second and through into center for a base hit. Olsen's around third to score, and the A's take a 2-0 lead. Well, with a shortstop Correa setting up to the right of the bag at second, had to go to the other side toward the third base side and couldn't flag it down. And Lowry with the base hit. That's three straight hits for the A's, and they have an early 2-0 lead.
And Frankie Montas had his good stuff.
And Montas will ready at the belt on the first base side. The leg kick, the 1-2. Splitter, swing and a miss. Down goes Tucker. 10 strikeouts and a masterful performance so far today for Frankie Montas. He is dominating the number one offense in the league. On to the fifth, it's 2-0 Oakland.
And you know, one thing that's really been good this year is the way both catchers have been able to throw out runners.
Infield playing to pull, and now the 1-2 delivery on the way, and he misses outside. Runner going for to second. The tag out at second on a perfect throw by Garcia, and the tag by Elvis Andrus. So even though the Astros trailing 2-0, McCormick was running, and a perfect throw and a dart down to the bag at second by Aramis Garcia, and 2-6 on the caught stealing.
But the Astros would get on the board in the seventh.
Montas, another 2-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third. Past the diving Chapman, and the shutout is gone. Yanks it down the line. McCormick delivers an RBI double with two outs. And Houston is on the board. They trail 2-1.
But in the ninth inning, how about a little pitcher's best friend to help out?
Two singles and a ground out. 2-1 A's. Nobody out. Bottom of the ninth. And Diekman throws. And Gurriel, it's a ground ball left side. Elvis has got a double play ball. Flip to Kemp. He goes to first. And in time for two. The A's get a 6-4-3 on Gurriel. And that diffuses the rally and the opportunity for the Astros in a hurry.
And then Tony Kemp would help in the game.
And here's Diekman's pitch, and it's swung on a broken bat, and a diving play by Kemp on the right side of the ball game is over. A splintered bat, and Tony Kemp in the shift. He was set up between Olsen and Andrus. He dives to the backhand side. He takes it right off the dirt. In a great ball game today, the Athletics get a much-needed win. Now they're back to 4.5 out, and great pitching on display on this Thursday in Houston. And the final, the A's 2 and the Astros 1.
Frankie Montas with the win. He's now 8-7. Jake Diekman with the save, number 7. McCullers with a tough loss. He went 7 innings, only gave up 2, but he loses, and he is now 6-2. Coming up, Ray Fossey will join us as we get you ready for A's baseball right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber. For all your building and remodeling needs.
Hey, A's fans, want to get away? Southwest Airlines has you covered. Southwest Airlines offers direct flights from Oakland to Hawaii, where you can catch some rays, ride the waves, or relax on the beach. Not a Rapid Rewards member? Sign up for free today to earn points when you fly. Learn more at southwest.com. Southwest Airlines, an official partner of the Oakland A's.
Okay, ladies, we all know one of the greatest feelings in the world when you get together with a friend and she says,
"Girl, those pants look amazing on you."
But even though I'm happy dancing inside, I just play it cool and say, "Thanks, they're Skechers Go Walk Wear pants." And why do I always get compliments on these casual, athletic, stretchy pants? Because whether I'm hanging with friends or working out, nothing beats the fit, comfort, and versatility of Skechers Go Walk Wear. They're made with comfortable Go Flex fabric that has compression and hold, including a double compression waistband. What's that mean? It gives me curves in all the right places and minimizes the spots where I want a little help. And the versatility is incredible. Go Walk Wear pants have 4 pockets, 2 back and 2 side. Plus, they're machine washable and come in extended sizes, so everyone can look great in these pants. Easy care, easy wear, and made to fit every body. That's the Skechers Go Walk Wear line of pants. Find yours at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, and find retailers everywhere.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
And Ray Fossey joins us as we get you ready for game one of the 3-game set between the Athletics and the Rangers. Good afternoon, Ray.
Tommy, how you doing, my friend?
We are doing well, and I think we could all agree we'd like to see this team finish out the first half by playing some good baseball. Got that final win in Houston, but you got to take care of the Texas Rangers.
Well, you know, if you look at the numbers of the Rangers, you know, all season long they've been horrible against the league, and for some reason the A's, I don't know what it is against them, but they have not had a lot of success against them this year, and it shows in the standings. And, you know, they should be you never like to think sweep a season series, but, you know, the Texas Rangers are struggling, and the A's really just have to play better. And, you know, they have the number of injuries that have occurred, and they're going to have to play with them. But I think Frankie Montas did in his final outing before the break was just tremendous, and hopefully he can carry that forward, be even stronger the post-All-Star break, and the rest of the guys can finish strongly as well. And like you said, you know, continue to play well, because, you know, the Yankees and Astros are playing, and that should be, hopefully, you never know what can happen there if the Yankees start to play better baseball. But, you know, it is a good point about finishing strongly, and you have to do that in order to be successful in a total season. And going into the All-Star break is a great way to do it.
Yeah, and I just think about the offense, Ray. I don't know how many guys are banged up, but, you know, I've got these numbers the last 18 games. It's basically, other than like Elvis, most guys have gone cold.
They have, and, you know, the Rangers are throwing some pretty good pitchers at the Athletics. Allard, the guy in the final game, they handled quite well, but Fulton Ivich tomorrow, and the pitcher tonight, Jordan Lyles, even though he was supposed to be getting the day off, came in relief, and his effort against the A's and just gave up nothing to the Athletics. Even though the A's won the game because Hurd started, it's kind of like a give Lyles a day off. So The pitching for the Rangers has been good, and, you know, hopefully the offense can come alive. But, you know, if the A's pitchers and Cole Irvin and Caprillion and who's got the final start, Chris Bassett, of course, you know, if they pitch well, it could be low-scoring games, and hopefully the A's can have enough offense to be able to win the games because, you know, it's something that you definitely want to be on a positive note going into the All-Star break.
Well, and one thing we do know, Ray, and you can speak to this, their starters have been giving them pretty much everything you want. I mean, they're leading the league in innings pitched. They're going deep in games. I mean, you have to really appreciate that if you're Bob Melvin.
Well, absolutely. And I think the, you know, considering the A's offense is not where you'd like to see it, obviously, you know, you hope the pitching is there because it does at least keep you in games to be able to come through. So, you know, essentially what it comes down to, Townie, is good pitching, good defense, and scoring up runs to win. And that's the old school theory, but it's something that's very important, especially considering what the A's are going through right now with some key members offensively out and for who knows how long. And, you know, what Chad Pender, they're talking at least a month, you know, with a hamstring, and those are never easy to come back from. So, you know, it's something they have to deal with, but if they can get the pitching and play solid defense, scratch out a few runs, then they could be successful until everybody comes back in full force and or the offense starts to clicking the way we know they can.
Ray, I think we've had this conversation before, but this guy named Joey Gallo against the A's this year, he's hitting .364. He's got an OPS of over 1,500, and he's got 5 dingers, 7 RBIs. Can we say this again? Do not pitch to this guy.
You know, Tony, when we were at the Coliseum, he hit one of his mammoth home runs, and even a fan yelled, "Why do you keep pitching to him?" I say, I agree with you, whoever you are, because it's just something that you don't expect. It. I don't care who's hitting. Got Hicks hitting behind him today, and, you know, he's been swinging the bat well since he joined the club. Garcia in front of him, but, you know, you almost have to find out if he is swinging the bat. And Cole Irvin can kind of set the tone tonight because of his style of pitching. He is around the plate. That could help Joey Gallo. But when you're looking at his total of 23 home runs and 5 of those from the Athletics pitching staff, you know, that says a lot about how much he feels comfortable about facing the Athletics and the starting staff and pitching in general. So hopefully that can all change and it could be different tonight. But it is amazing that he can get on a hot streak like he did against the A's when the Rangers were in Oakland. And, you know, I agree. You know, and, you know, Tommy, the series they had in Oakland, now that was the tough part because they the guy hitting behind, I can't remember, but I remember the numbers like hitting a buck something. You know, so you really have to factor that in. And why pitch to somebody like that whenever you know that somebody, the hitter behind him, is not doing anything close to what he's capable of doing just by a mistake?
You know, there's just times, Ray, and he's doing it against other people. I got a bunch of numbers on him. I mean, but the bottom line is, when a guy like that is going that good, it's just not smart to pitch to him.
You know, you're right, and I don't care who's behind him in the lineup. You have to really be concerned about him because, you know, and interesting thing, Tommy, is he going to be up for trading by the end of the month? You know, are the Rangers going to say, hey, you know, we got a chance to trade him and get something good for him? Because the Rangers are horrible from a team standpoint, and who knows what they're going to be like in the near future. And, you know, they got rid of Elvis Andrus, who was the last piece in their American League championships in 12 or 10-11. So, you know, they just have to they're probably in a rebuild mode, and Joey Gallo might be one of those guys, but you can't help that team out by pitching to him and make somebody else beat you. That's the whole thing.
Have a great call, Ray. David Force next right here on A's Total Access.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
In London, it's 10 p.m. Wednesday. In Singapore, it's 5 a.m. Thursday. And in San Francisco, it's 2 p.m. Wednesday. We call that Ring Central time. Time for teams, customers, and partners to connect online for a real-time work session. Ring Central is the leading cloud solution for today's distributed workforce, integrating voice, video, online meetings, and team messaging into one experience. It's time to work the way you want. It's Ring Central time. For a free trial, visit ringcentral.com. Ring Central. Communicate, collaborate, connect.
Driven, determined, resilient. Cal State East Bay students are today's creative thinkers and tomorrow's workforce for the region. Cal State East Bay is recognized as one of the most transformative college experiences nationwide, educating the new generation that questions the status quo and works together to find meaningful solutions. Apply today for our degree and certificate programs. We are not just a university, we are a community. Find yourself here at csueastbay.edu.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
A's Cast is your home for nonstop A's baseball.
The 3-2 pitch is swung on a high fly ball. Left field, Yastrzemski back at the track to the wall. He'll watch it fly. And they've done it again in the ninth inning.
Out on the run is Lariano, and he makes the catch. An amazing catch. Sails the throw back to first base. And this is in time on the fly from Ramon Laureano.
This is A's Total Access with Chris Townsend.
And each week on A's Cast, David Forrest, the general manager, joins us on our talk show, A's Cast Live. And we start out talking about the draft, which is going to be on Sunday, and the A's War Room.
Oh, it looks a lot more lazy and tired today than it did on Sunday when we started. And God knows what it's going to look like by Sunday night. But it's a long slog. I mean, I don't know how many guys football and basketball teams put up on the board, but we've got 800 plus magnets waiting to get up on the board somewhere. And you may not talk about every one of those guys, but they got to go up somewhere. So it's a long process just to get to Sunday, and then you kind of have to get rejuvenated for sort of the action that is the draft itself.
Is it nice to bring in all your scouts and everybody gets to see each other face to face? Is that good as an organization?
Oh, it's better this year than ever. I gave Billy O a hug the other day. I hadn't seen him in person in like 16 months. It's the best this year because we really have not seen so many of these guys, going back to maybe the summer or fall of 2019. So it's nice to have everybody here. We're in the room, it kind of feels like old times, and it's been a fun week.
One of the funniest stories I heard during COVID is when we had Billy on, and Billy said he really never knew any of his neighbors because he was never in Arizona. And people are going, who is this guy? And he's been their neighbors for years.
Exactly. Well, a guy who spends, anywhere from 50 to 80 days straight out on the road, I'm not surprised that the people on the street were wondering if anybody actually lived there.
How much time do you have in between picks? Is it the same for the whole draft, or does it change as you get later in rounds?
Yeah, it's sort of staggered. So the first night is just the first round in the comp round, and there's 5 minutes between picks. And then day two, when we go rounds 2 through 10, there's a minute between every pick, and then rounds 11 through 20 is just rapid fire. No stopping.
Has there ever been a time in your career in the draft room where you guys are all looking at each other and you go, hell, I don't know. Should we take this guy or take that guy? Or, I mean, you said there's over 800 guys on your board.
That doesn't sound like the kind of thing I should reveal on a radio show or podcast. So, well, yeah, let's just say when, you know, when the draft was 40 rounds, when you got to, you know, when you got to the late 30s, it wasn't exactly science.
When you take a guy in the first round, just talk about the difference in the projected timetable to get to the big leagues, the difference between a college guy and a high school guy.
Yeah, that's definitely part of the consideration. I mean, obviously, we've gone both ways over the last handful of years and taken high school and college guys. It's, you know, it's different depending on the individual. There are certainly, you know, college guys you take knowing they might need a little more time. They're a little more, you know, quote, raw. There are high school guys you take who are advanced and you think maybe will move quicker. So it's not kind of a black and white thing between college and high school, but you have to have a good enough sense of the player to know what you're projecting and know when you think he might get there. So, you know, obviously in recent history, you take a guy like Tyler Soderstrom last year and, you know, you know he's played in California year round his whole life. You feel like he's a little more polished, but at the same time, you know, he's got to work on the position being a catcher. So all those factors go into how quickly you think he'll move, you know. But luckily Tyler's off to a great start. He's headed to the Futures game over the weekend, and you know, everybody here in the draft room couldn't be happier with his progress.
You know, it's weird talking draft at this time of the year because we, you know, around the club are thinking about the trading deadline and thinking about how to improve this team and that this is still a very good team. How tough has this been? You've kind of had to balance draft and with all the talk with all the other GMs. I mean, this is a lot at one time, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's a juggling act that we haven't had in previous years, to be honest. But look, I've stepped out of the room a couple times this week to take calls from other GMs or make calls. And look, we're not doing rocket science here. I think we can handle more than one thing at a time. So it's just another thing that's thrown at us this year.
You know, I mentioned the other day on the show, I made a little joke that right now all the general managers are lining up outside pitcher depot. Because everybody's going to pitchers, right? You got aisles where you got relievers. You got aisles where you got starters. What's it like when David Force goes into pitcher's depot?
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, being a quote-unquote buyer in this market. And, you know, you think you know who the sellers are. And but everybody's moving at a different pace a little bit. Some people are more focused on the draft. Some people are waiting to see how their team plays, you know, for the week or two after the break. So it's that line doesn't move really quickly outside Pitcher Depot. You got to be patient. Got to, you know, make sure you got a bunch of podcasts loaded up on your iPhone to listen to while you're waiting in line.
Yeah, it's kind of like the holidays.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we'll have part two coming up with David Force in just a little bit. But coming up next, top games in Oakland A's history, number 22, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Hey, Jackie, did the Gomez files come in?
For Lucy's law firm, finding the perfect Spanish-speaking paralegal feels like an unwinnable case.
The case documents are in Spanish. My Espanol is too rusty for this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're home after a long day, preparing dinner when...
Ew! What's that?
that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, Deep Voice Narrator.
You're very welcome.
Junior Mints Minis have the same great dark chocolate and mint flavor combination that you love with Junior Mints. The only difference is that Junior Mints Minis are made with 30% more chocolate than regular Junior Mints. This makes them perfect for snacking. Made for today's consumer, real dark chocolate and peppermint, no artificial colors, peanut, tree nut, and gluten-free. Junior Mints Minis, a snackalicious way to enjoy chocolate.
During these difficult times, PG&E wants you to know about our CARE program, which can help customers facing economic hardship reduce energy bills. To find out about CARE and other programs to lower bills, visit pge.com/care.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
That's right, it is A's Total Access, getting ready for game one between the Athletics and the Rangers. Greatest games in Oakland A's history. Here's Vince Catronio.
By the time the Athletics reached the 1974 World Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers, Oakland had won back-to-back World Series titles, their fourth consecutive postseason, while L.A. had been to October since being swept by the Baltimore Orioles in the 1966 Fall Classic. This was the first all-West Coast series. And while the A's featured homegrown pitching talent like Catfish Hunter, Vida Blue, Blue Moon Odom, and Raleigh Fingers, left-hander Ken Holtzman, who came to the A's from the Cubs prior to 1972, proved to be just as strong as any, and his performance in Game 4 on October 16th of the 74 World Series is number 22 on our top 50 countdown. Oakland led the best of seven series 2-1 when they took to the field on a Wednesday night at the Coliseum. Holtzman had a no decision in Game 1, a 3-2 win over 20-game winner Andy Messersmith, and they faced off yet again. Scoreless in the third, Holtzman, not overpowering but deceptive, was facing Davey Lopes.
He's took him out. Kenny Holtzman took something off the pitch. There are a lot of pitchers who don't like to throw an off-speed pitch in a situation where a fly ball could hurt him, but Holtzman has such a good one and hides it so well, he throws it a lot on two strikes in this situation.
The designated hitter rule was adopted by the American League prior to the 1973 season, but didn't enter postseason play until 1976. So American League pitchers didn't swing a bat in a game all season. But that apparently didn't faze Holtzman in the bottom of the third.
After not batting all year long, and a lot of people who are not acquainted with the American League designated hitter rule wonder about the pitchers if they ever get to do any hitting during the season. And the answer is yes. Every day when they're at home, they have about 30 minutes in the cage just for the pitchers. And it's their, I believe, favorite time of the day.
He's been quite a World Series hitter.
That ball's hit well. It is carrying, and there she goes.
The A's lead didn't last very long. In the fourth, with two out and two Dodgers on base, light-hitting shortstop Bill Russell came up big for L.A.
There's a drive into right center. Jackson going deep. He can't get it. It goes between them. The Dodgers are going to get two. Jackson fouling the ball. Russell's on his way to third. North finally gets it back in. And the Dodgers lead 2-1.
The game stayed tied until the bottom of the sixth. Both starters still in the game. The Dodgers then faced Sal Bando, hitless in the series. In the five-game win, Captain Sal had only one hit, and it came at just the right time.
Bando's been the spoiler. He's fouled off four or five in a row now. There's the 1-2 pitch to him. He drills it in the right field, and they drop. But then, here's North going.
The Athletics grabbed the lead, but looked for more. After an intentional walk to Claude Washington to load the bases, Alvin Dark went to his bench for Jim Holt, a seldom-used pinch hitter acquired in August from Minnesota. During the regular season, he was only 6-for-42 at the plate for the A's. But against Messersmith, those numbers didn't matter one bit.
Jim Holt will bat for Ray Fosse. Two balls, two strikes. Jaeger blocked the plate and hurt his knee. The 2-2 delivery. There's a base hit in the right field.
Oakland added another run in the frame to give them a 5-2 lead. Holtzman, who started Game 1 of the 72, 73, and 74 World Series, pitched 7 2/3 solid innings and contributed a 2-run homer. Now it was Raleigh Fingers' turn to close it out, which he and the defense did in style in the ninth.
They're trailing by 3 with Ron Say at first. Joshua's taking his time getting up there. Maybe a cat and mouse game making Fingers wait for him. Right, backs out.
Raleigh never knows what time it is anyway. He really doesn't care.
There's Willie Crawford by Walter Alston. And Willie's coming out to bat for Mike Marshall. There's a ball ran. Green up. One, two. Double play. Sensational double play. A game started by Dick Green. What a way to wind the game up with a flurry. As Dick Green, it looked like a sure base hit, Tony.
Ever that I can recall that the defensive player got the most valuable player award for World Series. But the last two ball games, you got to say Dick Green has had a big part in Oakland A's victory. What a great play. Bob Joshua runs well. And this will give you an example of playing pitchers, not just hitters. With Fingers, ball moving away from the left-handed hitter. He was moving to his right before the ball was hit. And look at the great pivot by Campanaris. They play great fundamental baseball. He's off the A's.
Well, that's how they now have a 3-1 lead. We'll be back. Again, the final score. The A's 5 and the Dodgers 2.
Oakland was on the verge of their third consecutive world title. And Ken Holtzman, delivered the A's 4 spectacular years on the mound, was the one who led the way on this night, October 16th, 1974. Game 4 of the World Series, number 22 on our top 50 countdown.
All Dick Green needed to do was get one hit. One hit. And he could have been the World Series MVP. Just one. That's how good his defense was in that series. We've got Cole Irvin up against Jordan Lyles. It's A's baseball. Game 1 of 3 versus the Rangers in Texas. Coming up next right here on A's Total Access. Brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery. If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their Bay Area locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe. Or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place, right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
A's fans, New Era Cap is proud to be the official cap of your Oakland Athletics. Next time you visit the Coliseum, be sure to drop by the New Era Cap stand to pick up your A's New Era Authentic Collection cap. Remember, you can always visit us at neweracap.com to shop our latest selection, including our limited edition and exclusive drops. New Era Cap, the official on-field cap of Major League Baseball.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But it's only fourth period, and you have to teach English to a bunch of kids all afternoon. But don't let that stop you from enjoying those juicy boneless wings. Why not just pop in that Romeo and Juliet DVD, kick up your feet, and click order now. Shakespeare can take it from here. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Get the Big Night In bundle at Wingstop.com. 25 boneless wings for $16.99 at participating locations only.
Driven to left center field. Buxton going back to the track. He's right to the wall. He will watch it fly. And Laureano gets the A's on the board with a three-run home run.
A's Cast is your 24/7 destination for A's baseball. Visit athletics.com/A's Cast for on-demand and live coverage of the Oakland A's. Now back to A's Total Access with Chris Townsend.
And it's time for the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente. Here's Bob Melvin on Matt Chapman coming back from the flu.
That was just a tough guy that was going to play. We didn't have any plans to play him. You know, we were going to play Chad two nights in a row. But once that happened, early in the morning, he let me know that as long as he could keep food down and water down, he was going to play. And it's not a surprise.
Of course not. You kidding me? Matt Chapman, he's as tough as they come. And then how about Bob, if he ever worries about one of his players in, like, Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game, you don't want to get hurt in an exhibition.
Yeah, I you know what? I used to worry about it. I don't anymore because I'm just happy that they're there and they get to experience an All-Star Game because it can be a once-in-a-lifetime thing for you. It's something you think about when you're a kid, you know, so it's an important day, and I've gotten past the fact that, you know, if something happens, you're just happy they're there.
Hey, that's the bottom line. Once you play in that All-Star game, forever on your baseball reference, Wikipedia, it will always say All-Star. Forever. Pretty darn cool. That is the injury report brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, reminding you to stay safe, stay positive, and stay healthy. Visit kp.org today. Up next, part two of my conversation with the general manager of the Oakland Athletics, David Forrest, right here on A's Total Access, brought to you by Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
Hey A's fans, summer is finally here, and that means home improvement projects. Still thinking about replacing your old windows? Consider beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Milgard. Let our team of experts help you turn your house into your dream home. Explore the door and window showrooms at Ashby Lumber in Berkeley and Concord today. Use code word AceFan and receive a special discount on your beautiful, energy-efficient windows and patio doors by Milgard at Ashby Lumber. Learn more at ashbylumber.com or visit our stores in Berkeley and Concord. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
This is A's Total Access.
And part two of my conversation with the general manager, David Forrest, that we have every single week on our talk show, A's Cast Live, before every weekday game. You can hear it right on A's Cast. And we talk about how hard it is to find bullpen arms at this time of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I think there are, you know, I think we've said before, you know, when we're talking about it, anybody who is in it at the end of July is going to look to add to their bullpen. It's just the easiest place to make moves because you've got so many spots out there. So it's not easy. And whether it's, you know, it's velocity or, you know, guys with experience setting up or even closing, like we're all hunting the same guys. So, it's a waiting game and you gotta be willing, you know, to negotiate and give something up. And it's why those deals always come down to the end of the month. And even if you tell a team now, hey, you know, reliever A or reliever B is one of our targets, you're probably going to have to sit on it for a couple of weeks and wait and see how it shakes out.
What's the hardest and what's the easiest positions to trade for?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for a position player in the American League and you've got the DH spot, then it may be a little easier to just look for just a bat. Because you don't have to be as picky about where you put someone. So, you know, having the DH spot, having three outfield spots, looking for just a flat-out bat, maybe someone who can play in the outfield, maybe it's a little easier than if you're looking to fill a specific infield spot, say. And starting pitching is really hard, too. I mean, nobody's looking to give up starters because they're so hard to find in the first place, and particularly someone with, you know, who's controllable beyond this year and things like that. Those are hard players to get teams to part with.
You know, and I think, you know, certain times where you just say, hey, player A is going to go for these three minor leaguers, okay. But what happens and what is it like when there's cash in the deal, whether you're paying or you're going to be getting, you know, and, you know, kind of what you did like with Texas and Elvis, what are those deals like?
Yeah, that's where you realize that sort of everything is negotiable. And you know, if there's cash involved, it affects the level of players you're looking for in return and vice versa. So, I mean, it happened a little bit with us last year at the deadline when we traded for Mike Minor, also with Texas. There was some cash in that deal that came back to us to cover Mike's contract, and because of that we talked about maybe a different level of player that we would have otherwise. So that's the thing, like whether it's, you know, international slot money or competitive balance picks, which is not happening this year but maybe in the past, like all these things are part of the conversation. They're all negotiable and all ultimately go into what the final package looks like.
And I got to think on those deals, and these aren't deals you do, but if you're getting Nolan Arenado, right, you're taking on, let's just say, $200 million. Are those when you got to go to the owner and say, hey, we can get this player, but we got to take on a lot of money?
I certainly assume so. I don't remember ever being in that conversation. I know when we traded for Mike Minor and Tommy La Stella last year, we had to go to the owner to talk about whatever money was involved there. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure if you're trading for Nolan Arenado, ownership's involved, and as well they should be. I mean, we have a budget. You know, we do the best we can in the off season to maximize it, and then ultimately when it comes time to the trade deadline, you're going to try and, you know, it's just essential. You got to add money to the payroll to make moves.
And then when I think about your starting pitching, I mean, your starting pitching is giving you what you need. You're getting a lot of length. You're getting a ton of innings. Frankie was fabulous today. So how nice is it that you're going into this trading deadline and you're pretty solid at, especially with Cap coming on board, you're pretty solid at starting pitching.
Yeah. I mean, we always have to knock on wood when talking about having enough starting pitching. But yeah, look, we are where we are right now because of our starting pitching, and there are nights where they have, you know, carried the offense, you know, and in fairness to our guys, we've had injuries on the position player side that have frankly made it hard to score runs some nights, and particularly a game like Frankie throws, or, you know, how many times has Bassett picked us up, or, you know, Cole goes seven innings and keeps us in a game. You know, there's so many examples from the first half of the season where the starting pitching is almost entirely responsible for a streak we're on or keeping us in the game. So yeah, they've done a great job. Emo's done an incredible job with them. We've been able to get them some rest and hopefully get that rest over the All-Star break for sure. Everybody's going to go into their first start after the break with 6, 7, 8 days of rest. So we got to keep those guys going, keep them healthy, and you know, and we're going to need the depth. So hopefully the guys in AAA are ready to jump in when we need them.
I got to tell you, the news on Trevor Rosenthal is just heartbreaking. I mean, when he got picked up by you guys, we had him on the show. He seemed like such a good guy. And just how bad do you feel for him to have another injury and to have these two injuries at this age?
Yeah, that one sucked. No, I don't have any good adjectives for that one. Just a good guy, came into camp and you know, brought such a good energy with him. And even while he's been rehabbing the shoulder, here. Just, you know, fun to be around, easy to talk to, and you could tell how hard he was working. And then to have this, you know, while he's getting stronger and have the hip injury. So disappointing for sure. A little bit kind of, we hardly knew you, Trevor, but yeah, you hope the best for him and figure out how we move on.
Yeah, that really is just, it's so tough. And what can you say? But we got to move on. Coming up next, it's the Bob Melvin Show right here on A's Total Access.
A's fans, join us for the biggest music festival in the fall. It's the inaugural Battle Axe and Tracks Music Festival, held October 2nd and 3rd in Carson City, Nevada. Grammy Award nominees Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Larkin Poe, Samantha Fish, and North Mississippi All-Stars are just four of the 15 acts. Festival activities also include axe throwing and Freedom Rail Bike Tours. Tickets on sale now with VIP two-day and single-day tickets available. Check out the full schedule at battleaxeandtracks.com. That's battleaxeandtracks.com.
Francis Ford Coppola Winery is home to wine, food, and adventure. Located just 90 minutes north of Oakland, we invite you to sip through award-winning wines like Diamond Collection Claret and enjoy the magic of Sonoma County in a family-friendly atmosphere known for its superior level of quality and integrity. Book a tasting and learn more at francisfordcoppolawinery.com. Please drink responsibly. 2021 Francis Ford Coppola Winery, Geyserville, Sonoma County, California.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-H-E-E.
Yeah, sure, the players bring some skill to the game, but if I don't put them in my lineup, who cares? Not me. I'm Eric Rubino, fantasy baseball GM and league runner-up two of the last 9 years. I use the Progressive Name Your Price tool with options based on my budget. And for a guy that's used to being in control, it fits. Like this runner-up t-shirt. Champ gets a trophy, but you can't wear a trophy. Boom.
Get options based on your budget with Progressive, even if you're not a legend in your own mind. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking to stay up to date on all things A's? Head over to athletics.com/A'sCast. That's athletics.com/A'sCast to listen to A's baseball and full 24/7 coverage of the A's only on A's Cast. With a single click, you can stream great shows, live pre- and post-game coverage, and, of course, all the great action of the A's this season. Head to athletics.com/A'sCast today.
You're listening to the A's Total Access Show.
On this Friday, the A's and the Rangers beginning the final three games before the All-Star break. And, Bob, what a great win for your club yesterday against the Astros to take something really positive going into this series against the Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, nothing like a laugher in the last game of the series against them. And, you know, as we've seen often, the eighth and ninth can be pretty tough innings to hold them down. So Frankie was absolutely fantastic yesterday. And, you know, relievers came in big spots and did their job. And we ended up, you know, getting out of there with a 2-1 win, which was really important. Because when you're going through soft spots, if you can avoid getting swept, it's a prudent thing to do when things aren't going great. So, you know, we played them tough every game. We had a chance to win every game, but to be able to sneak that last one out was big for us.
You know, you mentioned the eighth and ninth, Bob, and the way you had things set up was perfect, right? You had Trevino in the eighth and then Diekman to get the save in the ninth, going left, right, left against the Astros hitters.
Yeah, in theory, that's the way we had it set up. And that's, you know, I wanted Trevino to go at least through Correa because his number's off Correa. And then it was left, right, left, which is not an easy left, right, left, and two lefties that aren't afraid to get some hits off of left-handed pitchers. But At least as far as analytically setting it up, that's the way it worked out.
You know, you had a little bit of a struggle losing the first two games. It looked like Frankie Montas said, okay, guys, let's go. I'll put you on my back today.
Man, did he? I mean, that's as good as we've seen him pitch, period. I mean, against that lineup after losing two games and them swinging the bats well, to be able to keep his pitch count down and get into the eighth inning, I mean, in the seventh, it was huge for us. So, yeah, hats off to him to hold a really hot lineup down and maybe have his best split finger of the year.
You can appreciate the work of your catcher, Aramis Garcia, yesterday and focusing on Frankie's splitter yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, and that's the job of a reserve catcher or a backup catcher is leave the game with a W. Try to finish the game and leave with a W because it is difficult to play once every 4 days or whatever it is and get anything going offensively. Your job is to catch and throw and take care of the pitching staff and try to win a game.
How often does that happen? And I'm sure it happened with you all the years that you caught where a catcher will say, listen, let's go with this split. It's been a good pitch. Let's really focus on that today.
Yes. And you have to identify what's working for your starting pitcher. And that's something that if you're not in there every day and catch a guy, and it was only the second time I think he caught Frankie. So that was kind of on the fly type of thing. And sometimes, you have to rely on instinct too, as opposed to just numbers. Because if a guy's not supposed to be able to hit a certain pitch and that pitch isn't working for a pitcher that day, you have to do it early. So Aramis has been terrific with that.
Bob, you feel like Elvis has kind of settled into the number two spot in your lineup?
Seems that way. I mean, we don't have anybody swinging better than he is right now. So, yeah, he plays with a lot of energy. I know he likes that spot. That was the spot I think he's been used the most in his career. Kind of fits his style of game. And he's been really comfortable since we put him there. So, yes, he's done a lot of good work for us at the top of the lineup.
How do you see this series against the Rangers? You've played them a lot the last couple of weeks. I guess Joey Gallo, that name really pops off their lineup card.
It does. And, they're trying to every day hit their hottest hitter behind. Hicks has got some homers here and recently, and, especially against the left-handed pitcher. So they're doing the best to give him his back. And he's been fantastic for him. We've seen him way too much and too much here recently. So, we got to make him work a little bit harder and try not to make any mistakes to him.
All right, and that's the Bo Mel Show for today, and Chris Townsend will throw things back down to you.
Three games until the All-Star break, three in Texas. It's the A's and the Rangers next, and I'll talk to you after the ball game.
Is it safe to return to work?
Should my kids go back to school?
Can I see my friends and family now?
As life returns to normal, our COVID-19 worries have not disappeared, but evolved. CalHope offers free tips and tools to help manage your stress. Call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673 or live chat online at calhope.org.
At Boot Barn, we take work boots seriously. We know that American-made boots have unmatched quality and craftsmanship, and Thorogood has been constructing job-fitted boots durably made in the USA since 1892. Not only built with the best materials, but their boots include the latest tested and certified comfort and safety features to support the toughest of workers. For specialized boots made in America, Thorogood at Boot Barn.
Honey, what are you doing?
Oh, learning how to be a hibachi chef.
Why?
Well, it was so easy to get an auto loan from Navy Federal Credit Union, I needed something more challenging.
Heads up!
Do not throw that shrimp at me.
With decisions in seconds and rates as low as 1.79% APR, Navy Federal makes it so easy to finance a car.
Onion volcano!
You might want to try harder things. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Rates subject to change and are based on creditworthiness. Advertised rate available for new vehicles. Insured by NCUA.
The A's will jumpstart the second half of their season on Friday, July 16th with a three-game weekend series against the Cleveland Indians. Don't miss your chance to cheer on the Athletics as Oakland continues their push to the postseason.
On a drive to deep center field. Going back, Hernandez at the track, right to the wall. Gone! Elvis Andrus! He ties the game in the bottom of the ninth.
Enjoy the summer glow of the Coliseum starting on July 16th. Grab your tickets today at athletics.com/tickets.
A's
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.